20 seconds later, they were hurtling into the sky again. Pierre was still struggling into the unfamiliar high-altitude suit. Mon Dieu, life around Monsieur Tyler was hair-raising. Johnny was unperturbed about it all. Up above the rain clouds, the screens were clean, and by seeing what stars were emitted, he could even eyeball the peaks. He left the plane lights on, heading for the glacial snows where they had left the cyclo corpses. He needed two, he thought, a workman and an executive. It did not help Pierre's frame of mind at all not to be told where they were going, nor why. Charging into the ink at such speeds appalled him. He did not even look at the view screens. His eyes were riveted through the now streaked windscreen. Very shortly, Johnny was in the right location. He knew they had left a forklift up here. He would use that to guide in. He supposed that after all this time, the corpses would be pretty well covered with snow. But Pierre, not knowing what was being looked for or where or why, simply looked through the windscreen, his eyes dilated with something that was getting up close to terror. Suddenly, Pierre saw a whiteness. It had puffs blowing off it in the plane lights. With horror, he heard the engines wind down for a landing.
Don't!
He screamed.
Don't! You're landing on a cloud!
Johnny glanced up through the view screen. It did look like a cloud at that, seen from this angle. A high wind was blowing snow about. Ah, there was the forklift. Up to its seat in snow and ice. The corpses would be lying, covered up, just beyond it. He had been flying by screens only. They were a long way from the nearest drop-off. He let the ship crunch down into the snow and shut off the motors. The wind was screaming up here, enough to make the plane tremble. Johnny settled his air mask on tighter.
Get out and give me a hand!
Pierre was in a total confusion. He had clearly seen them land on a cloud, and he could not understand what was holding the ship up. He knew from their earlier course that they must be close to, if not on, the Earth's equator, and recent studies had told him that the equator was very hot. So snow was the furthest thing from his imagination. His small tribe had been under the domination of Jesuit priests, and they had controlled by instilling a heavy fear of heaven and hell, mostly the latter. The reputation of Monsieur Tyler was itself a matter of growing superstition and awe. It surprised him less that they had landed on a cloud than it did to be told to get out.